This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A lot because school eat it so fast. David Turner. David. Oh my God, what was that baby naked? Wow, turn your camera off, KBI.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was a teacher doing a virtual classroom. She had six panels up. Three of the kids were asleep. That's what she was calling out. David. David Turner. David. Because he's literally, this kid is laying back in his chair. He's just, and there's one in the bottom. You can, if you see the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. He's down there. He's curled up in a blanket. And then there's Tavion in the top left of the screen. And inside, in frame of everybody, all these kids, walks some big booty black woman, butt naked. I'm talking about it looked like a scene from National Geographic. And she's flippity flopping around looking for something. And finally, I'm talking about mooning the camera. But when I say butt naked, I'm talking about fully naked woman with her little boy on camera, and the teacher is like, "What? Who is that naked in the screen? Davion, turn off your camera." Well, everybody's seen it at this point. Then you can see the woman sort of scurry out of the screen after that. But that's Tavion's life. Glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Look, I'm not making any value judgments or morality. You know, people can accidentally do the wrong thing with their kids there and all that. Maybe, you know, this is a woman that says, "I'm not hiding my body from my 7 or 8 year old kids." What do you look about that age? She may walk around the house butt naked in front of her kids. That's her prerogative. There are many things that can be commented on, but here's what I will tell you about. What you witnessed on that was exactly why kids should be in school, why we've paid all kinds of money to get them educated where their attention span is dominated by the teacher. Those kids, as I said, two or three of those kids were asleep in that video when she's yelling, "David Turner, David Turner." And then the lady walks in the screen. They're asleep. Where are the parents? You got little Tavion. He's paying attention while mama or grandma or somebody's back there butt naked. You know, what's his normal day-to-day distractions? And now what do we have? We have, some of the schools are going to reopen. Let me tell you what's going to happen, people. I'm gonna read you the future here. I don't even need my crystal ball. No, put it away. Put my crystal ball away. They're going to get people back in school. Then they're going to go, a kid got Wu flu. And they're going to send everybody home and they're going to start this thing all over again. They're going to do it whenever they choose for whatever reason. They're going to do it during flu season. They're going to do it during whatever. Since when? I'm going to tell you right now, my son has been to school with the flu at least 3 times. Now, you didn't know how sick he was, you know, because he gets up, he says, "I'm not feeling very well." And you go, "Well, you know, you can't be missing school. You got to stay ahead, like that." You send him to school. School calls and says, "Hey, listen, looks like your kiddo, he's not feeling very well at all. I'll come get him." I've done that at least 3 times with all my boys, all 4. I've probably done that, you know, a total of 15 times. And you know what happened? Sometimes the kids that were around him got sick. So, how do you think he got sick? Somebody gave it to him. But everybody survived. And it's been like this since the dawning of time. Since man first organized the classroom and a kid sat in it next to another kid. I used to complain. I'd say, "Man, you send your kids to daycare. They bring every freaking little petri dish disease home. You, as a parent, you build up so many immunities." I haven't been really, really sick. Well, I got really sick in January of this year. Because I was around 10,000 people getting spit on and shaking hands and stuff. And I got sick. I had the worst sore throat of my life. Prior to that, I hadn't been sick, really sick, in probably 2 years, maybe more. And when I say sick, I'm talking about I caught a bug that I went into, you know, lockdown, sequestered myself, knocked it out in 2 days. But I hadn't been really sick. Why? Because you build up immunities. These people are playing games, and they're going to keep jumping in and out. Oh, let's open the businesses. Oh, we got to close them. Oh, we got to open them. Oh, we got to close them. Why? Because somebody goes, oh, there's been an outbreak. There's been an uptick. We're testing now, not until we get a cure. It's so ridiculous, it drives me crazy. And I'm looking at this type of a video. I'm looking at, these are all little black kids, black teacher, doing the best that she can. And you can see the level of supervision when kids are sleeping in their video. I don't even want to tell you how much the homeschooling effort has been in my house with this lockdown, my youngest son. Oh, my goodness. You know, just can't assignments. You can't talk to the teacher. Can't find this out. Him not working, pretending that he's working, you know. I mean, having to lay down the law. I can only imagine what's going on where there's not at least some structure, a father figure that can really get in that grill and say, boy, you're going to get this work done. Because that's what I had to do. I had to literally just say, I tell you what, if this doesn't happen by this time, you're going to find out why there's a parent and why there's a child. But this is where we are. These kids not being able to learn, pawns in a political system. Because somebody wants to make a bigger point of shutting down an economy, teaching a lesson to Donald Trump. It's all going to change now. The good news is Donald Trump has more credibility, and he gained more credibility in the last week than he had in the last 4 years. And that's saying a lot, because this dude dispelled more myths and rumors about him than anybody else. And now he's ready to rock and roll. I love it. Love it. But boy, how disturbing is that I just talked about? Look, and I'll tell you, I've seen much worse than where these kids were. You know, looking at their homes and things like that. I've seen far worse. But, you know, that was bad enough. Sad to say, though, I have seen far worse. I grew up worse in the worst conditions than many of these kids when I saw in the video. I don't regret it, but I'm just saying I didn't have the, I mean, heck, they have a computer. You know, I mean, the distance learning for me was, are you out of your mind? I would have had to go to work on the farm. Maybe many of you would have too. Lots more to talk about today, but I definitely wanted to cover that story because I just think about, I feel for all the people who had to make all these adjustments over nonsense. But Trump's on the job.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Debates underway. President Trump debated, obviously, Joe Biden a while back, cleaned his clock, which helped him a lot because there are a lot of cobwebs upstairs, if you know what I mean. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. No doubt that President Trump crushed Joe Biden. I actually made a video about it, proved it. Those of you who are concerned about, or is Donald Trump going to win? I made a video about it. I proved it. You don't have to, you can disregard all the stuff I put in there, but it's a fact. He beat him. Democrats have a host of problems. The vice presidential debate highlighted many of them. I mean, the lack of specificity on the Democrats' part about what they want to do. Why are they not specific? They have nothing to talk about. They can't be specific. The vice presidential debate was a horror show wrapped inside of a freak show. And you know who the freak was? It was Kamala Harris. Grossly unprepared. You couldn't look worse as a person who's going to take over in the event of the death of a superior, you know, of the president, than Kamala Harris. I mean, Joe Biden definitely proved that he hired somebody. You don't want him to die, but like I said, don't worry about it, because it's ugly. Yeah, I'm just saying the Democrats. There's no convincing me in any way, shape, or form that's going to prove to me that the Democrats can win this election, that they've convinced America that they have a better plan. Nothing. And there should be nothing to convince you either. Now, I covered the VP debate in, I would say, pretty well in the first hour. I don't want to rehash it because I think that there are elements of it that do need to be talked about because there were policy issues and things that I think we are going to certainly cover. But I'm saying that you've had two debates, a presidential, a vice presidential. Trump crushed Biden in the first one. Pence crushed Kamala Harris in the first VP debate, and I don't know if they're having any others. It's to the point now where Biden wants a virtual debate with the president because he's afraid. He says, I could get COVID. Well, it's true. It would be a death sentence for Biden because he's like in real years, dog years, he's like 192. He's old. You know, I don't know what his actual chronological age is, but he's old. And Trump's like, no, I'm not doing a virtual debate. That's like playing a football game on computer and determining who won the Super Bowl. No, we're going to debate. And I'm going to look Biden in the eye. And he's going to look me in the eye, if he can see that far. You know, he's old and blind. And then we'll see what happens. So I want to talk about the next series of debates. And then we're going to talk about, I think we talked earlier about Parscale. I don't know what's happening with him, but I do want to cover that in a little bit more detail. Because what's interesting to me is that they're not talking about it in the media. Donald Trump supposedly took a big hit. Brad Parscale left the campaign, and there's all kinds of controversy, and nobody's saying a word. I find that interesting. But anyway, going back to this, Donald Trump can't wait for the next debate. He can't wait. Now, he's not going to do it virtually because he wants to watch Biden squirm. He doesn't want any funny camera angles. He wants to be right there, in as much as they don't have a crowd. Which is sad to say, because it would be people would be booing and hissing everything that Biden says, and he knows it. He held it together with his little earpiece and his arm thing, whatever, and getting people whispering in his ear. He held it together as best he could, but he still lost. With every trick that they pulled, he still lost. And now Trump is going to be talking about a few things, two in particular. And we talked about it over the past week. He's going to talk about the fact that Barack Obama knew what Hillary Clinton was trying to do to his campaign. He's going to talk about that fact. And he's also going to talk about the very truth that Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the whole Obama administration have been weaponized against him. And he let the cat out of the bag. He gave all that classified information out. And by the time the debate rolls around, you better know Donald Trump will be releasing information, just little tidbits. Oh, yeah, what about this? Why didn't Mueller look into this? Why didn't Comey say something about this? Where was the attorney general on this? You're going to start seeing names of people get dropped. You better know that in D.C. there are people going, oh, my gosh, I need to talk to you, investigator John Durham. I need to get the record straight on what I did, how I did it. The reason why John Durham, and I'm going to tell you, this made people mad. He's not going to be able to get this done before the election. You want to know why? Because there's so much that's been added to his plate. He can't get to it. So what did Trump do? He says, I'm going to show you why he can't get to it. And he started releasing it. And he just made the comment, I've authorized the release of all correspondence, all the redacted data, the classified data related to the Russia conspiracy. I've authorized the release of all of it. Now, Nothing happened. He only authorized the release. He promised he would, and he did. But what are the ramifications? What happens when he says, I want you to just think you're part of a conspiracy, right? And everybody said, look, don't sweat this. Hillary wins. It all goes away. You better be sure. Listen, I wouldn't be asking you if I wasn't 100% sure we were going to get through this. I need you to put your name on this document. I need you to falsify this. I need you to say this. I need you to change this. I need you to do whatever. Are you sure, Andy? Are you sure, Peter? Are you sure, Comey? Are you sure, Clapper? Are you sure, Brennan? Are you, everybody in the food chain, are you sure this is okay? Yeah, you have my authorization. Okay, can you put that in writing? How many of those people got stuff in writing? How many of them are going, here's my get-out-of-jail-free card? Who? Do you think Trump's not ready? Do you think Trump is not already got the information he needs to ask Biden publicly what's going to happen? Whether they have a virtual debate or a in-person debate, you better know. All this stuff is going to come up. Trump will dismiss. He'll dismiss any questions they ask to get the stuff in that he wants to get in. And that's why Joe Biden's like, I don't think I need to debate. If he doesn't want to do a virtual debate, I don't want to debate. Because Trump's going, no, I'm going to let everybody see you squirm. No cameras to obscure your body language. I want to see it all. And we're going to stand before the man. You're going to stand before the American public, not hide behind TV screens that'll be filtered to make you look, you know, halfway decent when you look like death eating a cracker. You're going to be responsible for every question I ask you. And you're going to watch me pointing to you and looking at you. And there's not going to be any way to interrupt me, you know, by cutting off my mic and all the other things they have planned for Trump with this. Smarter than they think. They think he's a stooge. He's much more smart than they believe. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the President has approved a revised package, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are still working on the negotiations. Pelosi confirming that news on MSNBC.
And so we'll continue our conversation today because it is so necessary to meet the needs of the American people. I do hope that we will have an agreement soon.
Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 storm near Lake Charles, Louisiana, Friday night. Calcasieu Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Dick Rimlin says debris from the last storm could hamper drainage in the city and lead to more flooding.
That's a major issue that we're concerned about is the amount of rain. If it produces 8 inches of rain, that's a lot of rain on a good day.
This is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not hold a campaign rally this Saturday unless he's medically cleared to do so.
Leave it to Dr. Connolly because he has all the granular details of the testing and as to what medical bar needs to be met to show that you're not transmissible. But yes, there will be a test in place, and rest assured that test will show that it's not transmissible. He won't be out there if he could transmit the virus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her decision to push legislation forming a commission to review a president's fitness for office. Pelosi saying the bill is not about President Trump. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Interesting and somewhat disturbing campaign news for the Trump campaign. I always tell you folks, I'm going to give you the real skinny. This isn't going to impact Trump. And it's funny because the news I'm about to share with you, if this were Biden, they'd be in big trouble. Big trouble. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So, Brad Parscales is the guy who gets a lot of credit for Trump winning in 2016, and he's done tremendous stuff. And I'm going to tell you, if any of this is true, it's a big deal. I mean, this guy was a heavyweight in the Trump campaign in 2016, and he was asked to come back in 2020. But according to the Daily Mail, he may have done the unthinkable. Brad Parscales. Here's what it reads. Donald Trump's demoted campaign boss, Brad Parscale, is under investigation. Oh, I added an S to his name. It's Parscale. It says is under investigation for stealing between $25 to $40 million from Trump's 2020 presidential campaign. Well-placed sources told the Daily Mail. The 44-year-old is being investigated for pocketing nearly another $10 million from the Republican National Committee, the insider said. Now, I will tell you, in full disclosure, I have never met Brad Parscale. But we were in the same venues at a couple of times, and yeah, he's a big guy. I would have noticed him, but I don't notice people because I don't know who they are, nor do I care who they are. Just kind of the nature of my being. But anyway, I just knew of him. Still, people close to the Trump campaign raved about this guy to me. I remember multiple conversations where people were talking to me about Parscale. One guy talked about his social media stuff, and he said to me, he goes, man, Kevin, he goes, Brad, what he does is he already micro-targets and knows exactly who's going to be at the things, and he's gotten through social media various elements of the, whether it's fundraising or you responded to some quiz or some poll or whatever. He gathers that data, and on his notebook computer, on the way to various events, they were describing this thing, and I mean, I'm not kidding you, they made this guy sound like he was a guru, like he knew who was going to get there, how they were going to get there, etc., etc. And I will tell you, your digital footprint out there is amazing. Your digital footprint, nobody knows more about you than Google or Facebook. Not even the person that loves you the most, your spouse. They have no idea. They don't know what you're looking up, you know, for your anxiety over a medical issue. They don't know whether you're looking at, you know, some old high school, boyfriend's picture. I mean, they know all that. Your mate doesn't know it. They know more than you know what I'm saying, because you're out there doing that stuff. And I'm not, there's nothing wrong with it necessarily. This isn't sinister. It isn't, you know, like you're hiding stuff. It's just, they know. It may be something you would discuss with your mate, but you didn't. They know. So anyway, this digital information that's out there, Parscales, is supposed to, according to these guys I talked to, they're like, oh, Kevin, this guy takes that information and he micro-targets. And as I said, I, this is much geek as I speak. I know I've said that twice now, micro-targeting, but that's as much propeller head as I know. But I do know we have a geek on my staff. We love the guy to death, and he knows this stuff cold, too. But anyway, so that's the way they describe Parscale, is he's just that far above everybody else, that he outworks 10 Democrats. This is what I was told. So I was like, man, that's amazing. You know, so people in his circles said, yeah, man, Parscale is the reason why Donald Trump is president. Much of the reason. He's not the single reason. But it was, when they say that, I was thinking, well, you know, Trump has a little bit to do with it. He's pretty, you know, he makes it easy. Sometimes he makes it hard, but most of the time he makes it easy, because Trump's going to beat Trump. So anyway, the article continues. It says, the revelation comes as Parscales was involuntarily committed to the hospital by Fort Lauderdale police Sunday following a concerning incident at his $2.4 million Florida home. They revealed that his wife, Candace Parscale, was seen screaming and fleeing the home in just her bikini, telling a passerby, I think my husband just killed himself. 20 police responded. Boats swarmed the waterfront property after the distraught wife told the cops she heard a revolver being cocked and a loud boom after Parscale began ranting and raving. She told police that Parscale had been stressed out for the past 2 weeks and has made suicidal comments throughout the week to shoot himself. As I mentioned before, I don't know much about this guy. I wrote a piece about him when I first heard that he was taken in and put in involuntarily into a mental hospital. What a fall from grace, you know. It's a tough job to do what we do every day. It's conservatives out there fighting against these lefties, and you better have skin thicker than a rhinoceros. I'm not even kidding, man. You got to be prepared for death threats and all kinds of stuff, attacks in ways you don't even know. And as I talked about this the other day on this show, you even have to be ready, you know, to lose your job, to lose a career over this. And apparently, you know, Parscale, not S, with an S, he lost his career over it when he got demoted. Now, when I was sharing the first part of this story about the human part of a guy who apparently with his skill set, I was a bit perplexed, because guys that have that type of ability, so what, you get demoted? I mean, Corey Lewandowski lost his job on the Trump campaign, and I was with Corey. And he said to me, Kevin, he goes, I'm just a scrappy kid from Pennsylvania. He goes, I never would have predicted that I would be making the kind of money speaking that I do. He was speaking for $50,000 a pop. He's like, dude, let me go, Mr. Trump. He wrote a book, Let Trump Be Trump. I don't know what his advance was, but I'm telling you, the dude was happy. Even to this day, Corey Lewandowski, because he was associated with Trump, He didn't even lead Trump to the promised land. He got fired. But he's still making crazy money. So I'm looking at a guy like Parscale, and I'm going, this dude, if he's the guru they say, he can get a job anywhere. Any campaign. He worked for senators easily, congressmen, multiples of them. And if he's got the type of, you know, juice that they say he has, you know, he could probably do 3 or 4 jobs simultaneously, and it would be for good money. But I also was like, dude lives in a $2.4 million home. Look, I get it. Silicon Valley geeks, they make a lot of money. He's got a $2.4 million waterfront home. They said he lived lavishly. I don't know what that means because I've never got to live lavishly. I've just lived lat. That's about as much of lavish I can get out. I live lat. No, I live L. I don't even get to the vowel. Oh, man. If I live lavishly, it's through my good friends because I don't live lavishly. Many of you don't either. I'm not embarrassed by that. I don't care. My life is good. I have a good life. Got good friends, good family. I'm good. I'm blessed. Anyway, let's see what they say. So they said a Trump insider explained that Parscale went into a tailspin after he was demoted and replaced by his former number two, Bill Stepien. And he's worried about the gravy train ending and keeping up his lavish lifestyle. Could be. Again, that's why I keep coming back to this. Now, look, if he's spending $20, $30, $40 million, then, yeah, he's up in a whole other stratosphere. But if he's, you know, spending $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year, more, maybe even more, because I would venture to say if you're doing the type of job that he says, cause let me put it this way. In Silicon Valley, if you're making $250,000 a year, you're poor. You're poor. These guys are making half a mil. They get options that, you know, they don't even care. I'll tell you this. I can tell you this with fact. My oldest son had a chance to work for Google. They were going to give him 50, I don't remember how much it was, but it was equivalent to him getting another $10,000 or $20,000 of income, but they gave it to him in Google stock, and he didn't take the job, and he called me up later, and he said, hey, Dad, guess what my stock would have been worth had I taken a Google job? And I said, I don't know, and he said $1 million. So, believe me, they make good money. But maybe not good enough for Parscales. I don't know. But here's what I wanted to say. Because I don't know if this story is true or not. This is from the Daily Mail. I'm not here to judge whether, Parscales losing it. But imagine if somebody stole $40 million from Biden's campaign and another $10 million from the DNC. The belly aching by leftists, it would drown out the death of Ginsburg. It would drown out the Durham report. Democrats would demand a delay to the election or some recompense from the Trump campaign to even out the playing field. But Trump's not going to say a word.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Leader of a group called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta was arrested by the FBI today on fraud charges. Agents raided a home in Toledo, Ohio, and arrested Sir Major Page, whose real name is Tyree Conyers Page. He's accused of using more than $200,000 in donations from the Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta social media page to pay for personal items. That includes food, entertainment, furniture, and tailored suits. The FBI says he told people asking about the money that it would be going to causes for related to social justice and the George Floyd case.
Anybody surprised by this revelation? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I think I need to have a new name. Tariq Conyers Page, the leader of Black Lives Matter in Greater Atlanta, calls himself Sir Major Page. Maybe I should be Sir Colonel or Sir General. I'll let my audience decide. Should I be a colonel or should I be a general or an admiral? Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. Tariq Conyers Page has a home in Toledo, Ohio, but he's running the Black Lives Matter Greater Atlanta page. Wonder how that is. And, of course, he's stealing from the organization. Who turned this dude in, considering how much theft is occurring with this group of thugs, terrorists, and the money that's being spent? Does some white guy get mad at Tariq and say, hey, I will report you, Negro? Yeah, personal items, food, entertainment, furniture, and tailored suits. Wow. Food and entertainment, $200,000. I don't know over what period, but that's a lot. Just they've had a resurgence in the last year with George Floyd, right? So you figure a couple hundred grand a year. This dude is living large. I mean, it ain't George Soros money, but it's pretty good money. It's like these dudes in Louisville that are getting paid to raise holy heck. They got that city in lockdown. Nobody wants to visit. If I have a friend there, he lives in the suburbs. He says, man, Louisville is dead. They dropped a nuke in the middle of it. Everybody's scurried out. But guess what? These guys, these frauds are getting rich. Hey, you think the people that are donating to Black Lives Matter, all these corporate people or corporations, whatever, you think that they would like to know that Sir Major Page spent $200,000 on food, entertainment, furniture, and tailored suits? And God forbid we know what the entertainment is. He was probably in strip clubs making it rain. Oh, my goodness. And they wonder why their movement is taking a hit. The Black Lives Matter movement. Dinesh D'Souza commented on 1619. We're doing a lot of work pushing back on that stupid project by the New York Times. 400 years of slavery in America in 2019. That was the celebration of it, if you will. The guilt trip that they wanted to take you on for 1619 in America. Let's see what Dinesh D'Souza has to say about it. It's a pretty long clip, but it's very interesting, and then I'll expound on it. Maybe we won't hear the whole thing, but I'll expound on 1619 a little bit further. Here's the clip.
Many people don't know a whole lot about critical race theory or the 1619 Project, but President Trump does.
A perfect example of critical race theory was recently published by the Smithsonian Institution. Teaching this horrible doctrine to our children is a form of child abuse in the truest sense of those words.
And that alone is significant. President Trump recently announced through executive order that he was banning this sort of teaching of critical race propaganda, 1619 Project nonsense in the federal government. And even more, he's going to ban it with companies and organizations that do business with the federal government. Now, the critical race theory business, it all goes back to the idea that whites are evil, blacks are wonderful, American history is all defined by slavery, it goes all the way back to 1619. Now, it's true that the first slaves came around 1619, but there were literally like four of them. Even at the time of the founding, there weren't that many slaves. Slavery really spread in the 19th century after the invention of the cotton gin, and the Democratic Party arose as the champion of slavery. This is the critical fact that the 1619 Project is intended to hide and to displace. Here's Nicole Hannah-Jones talking about slavery in a somewhat unintentionally comical fashion.
We don't know about 1619 the same way that we don't learn very much about slavery. It is shameful. No one wants to talk about their sins or the worst moments. And slavery gives contradiction to our entire creation story of the United States. And so we've tried to push it aside. We've tried to make it marginal. And in doing that, we've marginalized the 40 million descendants of the enslaved as well. So what we're trying to do with this project is force us to confront the truth. And then maybe we can actually start to move past slavery and become the country that was written in our ideals in the Constitution and the Declaration.
It's an effort. So Nicole Hannah-Jones says people don't know about 1619, and that's because there's not a lot that one needs to know about. The real explosion of slavery came after the 1790s, and it really spread in the 19th century. But second, she goes, people don't know much about slavery. Really? If there's one thing that kids in our country know about, it's that. In fact, American history is taught as if it was nothing more than a founding slavery, a civil rights movement. Everything else is forgotten. The explosion of wealth that have made America the most successful country in the world. Who invented this and that? Kids know nothing about this. It's not even taught. All they teach is slavery, slavery, slavery. Nicole Hannah-Jones herself is a little bit of a fraud. She herself knows very little about slavery. In fact, kind of funny, but when I expose that Kamala Harris was descended from a Jamaican white slave owner, Nicole Hannah-Jones, drawing on her expertise, said, oh man, Dinesh is, self-owned because obviously this happened because of rape on the plantation. The poor woman, Nicole Hannah-Jones, was too lazy to just look up the genealogical chart, which I published myself, showing that Kamala Harris was descended from a free woman of color who married a descendant of the slave owner. So this is the kind of fallacious nonsense that is put out by these leftists. And prominent scholars of the founding and of slavery, people like Gordon Wood at Brown, James McPherson at Princeton, have declared the 1619 Project to be a fraud. But it's a fraud pushed by the New York Times, pushed by the megaphones of the left. The great news about Trump is that he's on it. He's a president who keeps alert not just to what's going on in the electoral and political domain, but also in the cultural domain. And he's doing what he can and what the government can to stop this narrative fraud from being perpetrated on the American people.
Fraud. That's the key word, folks. That's the key word of everything that happens on the left. Fraud. They want us to believe lies. They want us to believe that a country that has made the most prosperous black population, the most prosperous population of any ethnicity, any gender, any sexuality, the most prosperous in the world, distributed middle class that second to none in the history of this planet. And they want you to believe that you're bad people. This past that you have, we're never going to let you forget it. And we've already talked about President Trump and critical race theory and what he's done to thwart that. And all I can say is you got to tip your hat to the guy. You got to tip your hat to a man that says, I don't care if you want to call me a racist. I don't care what you think about me. But here's what I will tell you. We are not going to let people think badly about this government or America in the experiment that we are and the people. Because it's not about black or white or brown or anything else. It is about all Americans. When you dog America, you don't just dog white people. There's a video circulating of a guy, one of my researchers found it. He's a black dude, I don't know where, but somewhere in the Northeast, and he's schooling one of his bros who says he's going to vote for Biden, and he's like, why are you voting for Biden? Biden's a racist. And he schools him, and here's what he says, though, that really got me. He says, man, I don't know about you, but I'm not a black American. I'm an American. And Chris Harris, who runs Unhyphenated America for us, unhyphenatedamerica.org, for those of you who want to look, we preach that. Get rid of the hyphens. Get rid of the check marks, the check boxes. Get rid of all of it. Why do we have critical race theory? Because we have check boxes. Oh, I'm black, I'm brown, I'm this, I'm that. No, you're an American, and if your rights are obstructed in any way, you should have recourse. We have laws for it. It doesn't matter whether you're white, you're black. Who cares? That's what this is about. And I can't tell you, you look at all the major problems that we have kicked down the road. Here's Nicole Wallace, whatever her name is, that started this. And she's acting like we don't talk about slavery. Donald Trump says, okay, let's talk about it. Critical race theory, it's gone. It's gone from the Fed. It's gone from anybody wanting to do business with the Fed. What's next? What else do I need to get rid of? Gotta love it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.